Welcome to the Creative Financing Podcast, where you'll learn how to structure terms and use various creative financing strategies to create profitable deals for short and long-term wealth. Whether you're a buy and hold investor, wholesaler, or flipper, learning creative financing will help you do more deals and unlock profits that you may not even know existed. On the Creative Financing Podcast, we break down actual deals we and our guests are doing and simplify the methods and terms used to execute these strategies. Now, let's dive in and create some terms.
Hi, and welcome to the Creative Financing Podcast. I'm Jeff Rappaport, and I'm just by myself today. Jonathan Gallegos had a personal emergency to take care of, so I will be with you for the next two episodes, and we'll see how this goes. Normally, I'm used to doing this with my partner, but we'll wing it and see how much you guys like it. So today, what we're going to discuss is how to use my hybrid interest rate in terms of putting it together in creative financing offers. So I get a lot of questions about this. We've talked about some different things throughout the episodes that we've done, how I use this, and so I'm going to show you how I figure this out, and then how I use it in my business. And you are more than welcome to take what I use and use it in your business if you so see fit. So let's get this rolling. All right. So when I say a hybrid interest rate, to me, there are two kinds of interest that you're looking at. One is an amortized interest rate, which is what you go and get when you apply for a mortgage. You get a payment that is paid in equal installments over a period of time, and it may be 15 years, it may be 30 years, but if you signed up for a 30-year loan, if you only made the required payment in 30 years, your property would be paid off free and clear. That's an amortized loan. And then there is simple interest, which is more like a hard money loan. And typically, that interest will accrue, but it doesn't need to. And it's a very simple mathematical formula. It's the principal balance times the interest rate, and you convert that interest rate to a decimal. So for instance, if I was trying to figure out what the simple interest is on $200,000 at 7%, what I would do is convert the 7% to 0.07. So 200 times 0.07, and that will give me $14,000. And over the course of a year, that's how much interest I would be paying. And then if I wanted to know per month, I would just divide it by 12. So $1,166.67. Those are basically the two interest rates you need to understand when putting together creative financing offers. However, I don't know how I stumbled upon this, or in my mind, I feel like I've developed it. I invented it. That may or may not be true. I really do not remember how I came up with this, but I will explain it to you and see if I can make it usable for you. So, one of the things that I've come up against when you make enough offers is that you are finding that sellers are asking top dollar, maybe even more than what their property is worth or close to it. And you would like one of two things to happen. One is if you're going to get to that purchase price or close to it, you want to see the principal balance pay down quickly over some time, or you want to be able to manipulate the monthly payment so that you can create a better cash flow. It's typically one or the other, or maybe even a little bit of both that you're trying to achieve. Well, the strategy that I came up with is exactly to help deal with those two issues. So think about it this way. You can absolutely offer a lot more money for a property if you offer principal-only payments. So let's take a quick example. If we're looking at a property that the seller is asking $400,000 for, and they're open to creative finance, you might come in and say, look, I can offer you $450,000. That's a big difference, right? 50 grand, even in a market like we're dealing with, which is very, almost across the nation, a big seller's market. Sellers are getting top dollar plus some on properties that they're listing right now. But what if we could offer a significant amount more than what the seller's even asking for, or even the property is worth? So in this case, let's say the property is only worth $400,000, and we figure out that we could put down, let's say, $40,000 on each one. Doesn't really matter, on the $400,000 purchase price and the $450,000. So let's look at the $400,000 one, and let's figure out $360,000. That's the difference between our down payment and the purchase price. That's our present value, or the amount that we're asking the seller to finance. Let's say 4% interest over 30 years, so 360 months is N, and then we're gonna solve for payment. So it's $1,718.70, something like that. So now we know that that's kind of market rate, right? 4%, you might be able to get a little lower, you might have to pay a little more, but it's right in the range of what you should expect to be paying if you went to the bank and got a, in this case, it would be a non-owner occupied loan. You'd have to put down most likely 20%, but in this case, we're just looking at putting down 40%. So let's also look at, hey, if we have a balloon payment, so where we're going to continue to make these payments over a period of time, but then when the balloon comes, we're going to pay off the balance of the property, and either through a sale, a refinance, or you know, cash. So let's look at where we would be. So $360,000, sorry, I took this all out of my calculator, so I've got to just add it back in. So let's say 60 months from now, 5 years, we're going to figure out a balloon. So we're going to put 60 in as N and then solve for future value. And we're going to come up with $325,611.05. Okay, that would be how much we owe. Now, if we look at this, we went from $360,000, that's our principal balance when we start with, and we make 5 years worth of payments, and we're now down to our balloon payment, which is $325,611. So we paid the principal balance down by about $35,000 over the course of 5 years. When we actually paid about $103,000. So all the rest of the money that we paid, so $68,000 or so, went to interest. That's a lot of interest, right? So I show you this because now let's look at what happens if we do exactly the same thing, but with no interest. So we're going to take the next example, which is $450,000. Same down payment. So now we owe $410,000. But in this case, we're not going to amortize anything, right? So we're just going to take the same exact payment that we had, $1,718 times 60 of them. That's going to be exactly what we just figured out, $103,080. And now if we take the $410,000, that's the purchase price minus our down payment, minus all of our payments, because this is principal only, so every month that we pay it, it reduces our principal. We now owe $306,920. So over the same period of time, making the same payment, we can actually end up better by offering the seller $50,000 more. And we will only owe $306,920 compared to the $325,611. Now, granted, on the first example, there was $68,000 in interest. So they're actually ahead. The seller is ahead by about $15,000. But I'm sure if any of you are making creative financing offers, you will. There are far more sellers that are interested in the purchase price than the interest rate. Every once in a while, you'll get someone that wants a higher interest or thinks that they need this or that or whatever interest rate. But you will conquer a lot more. You will get a lot more deals accepted by modifying the price. And in this case, you can see that price is not as important as some of the other terms. We have exactly the same amount of years, 5 years, same down payment, but we're offering $50,000 more and just doing principal only payments. Well, one of the things that, and you could create a business just with, hey, I could offer this to a lot of sellers and I would get deals done. And principal only is great because every dollar that you're paying in or someone is paying in, the balance is being reduced. The one negative about this is that if this property is really only worth $400,000, we're upside down for, we're probably not upside down for very long because we paid $40,000 down payment. So we start out owing $410,000, but we've already put down almost 10%, and we haven't gotten our 10% equity in the property yet. So principal only works great, but you've got to stay in the property long enough for it to make everything right side up. Otherwise, you end upside down, if that makes sense, which means that you may not have any equity in the property. So if these are, and they don't necessarily have to be long-term holds, but hey, if I want to do principal only for 3 years or 5 years, chances are it is, actually there's no chance, it is well worth it to stay in till the end of the term because you won't get a better deal than principal only. But if you wanted to do a quick sale, this really wouldn't be great because if you had to offer so much more than what a seller is asking, like the $450 in this case, that we now want the time to get the equity that we deserve back and build on it, to be honest. So that's how the principal only works. So what I wanted to do was figure out a way that I could do something similar to that, but still offer some kind of interest. And what I want to be able to do is show a seller that they're going to make some money, and not only what I'm offering, but on top of it. And so a way for me to maybe say, hey, I can pay you top dollar, maybe even a little bit more, and not as much as this, not as much as the principal only. But when it's all said and done, we can look at where you end up, and you are now making some interest. But I don't want the interest to be like what we just looked at, which was, hey, if you're going to pay $103,000 over 5 years, 68 or so of it is going toward interest, only about 35,000 is going toward principal. So I was trying to figure out a way that we can use an interest rate and get that, get more money that'll get paid toward the principal pay down. And the other factor that came about is that when you're looking at amortizing a payment, so, you know, like in example one, they're asking $400,000, you know, they want or need, you know, 10% down, and so you're financing $360,000. Well, there's only a couple of different ways that you can manipulate that payment. One is by the interest rate. But in some cases, you may need to get really low, like 3%, 2%, 1%. And when sellers start seeing that, you know, that's not too exciting that you're offering 1% or something like that. Also, one of the ways to do it is extend the amortization. So normally we are figuring this stuff out on a 30-year amortization. So 360 months. Now, if you wanted to reduce a payment, you could extend it to 35 years, 40 years, 50 years if you wanted. But that's going to be out of the norm, and a lot of sellers may not like that. Plus, you got to also realize that the less money that you're paying in each month, the less principal pay down you're getting. So we kind of have a dilemma here. And so what I came up with was a kind of like, I call it simple interest. It is not. It is really a hybrid of the two that we just talked about. It is kind of right in the middle of doing an amortized loan and a principal-only loan. So let's take an example, and then I will do a second episode, and we will go through an example where I just made this offer. And the reason that I'm explaining this to you is that out of all the offers that I make, and I make offers every single day, a lot of them, and many of them are similar. Not all, but many are similar. And I almost always make this particular offer. And I'll explain why. But I get this offer accepted probably more than all my other offers combined. So that's why I think it's in everyone's best interest to try to get a grasp of this. You don't necessarily have to use it, but at least understand it so that if you did want to incorporate it into your business, you will get more deals. So let's take the same example, but we're going to kind of, instead of offering $450, we're going to offer $410. So it's still above market value. We're still going to offer the $40,000 down, but now we're going to offer a 2.5% interest rate. How did I come up with that? By accident, really. And the IRS creates the lowest federal interest rate that they acknowledge. And for whatever reason, when I was when I got involved in trying to figure this out, I think that's what the rate was 2.5%. It does not matter what this rate is. I can do 2%. I can do 2.25%. I can do 2.753%. Doesn't really matter. But my business has, I would say 95% of the time, it is a 2.5% interest rate. And then on occasion, I will modify it. So, but we're going to just pick 2.5%. So remember, I told you I like to try to figure out a range. So I'm just going to figure out on my calculator, and I like to use the HP 10B2, and I would tell you the HP, I think it's 12C is a good one, or an app of one of the two. You could even get on one of the websites and use like bankrate.com. But I would tell you this, if you want to use this hybrid offer strategy, I would get one of the HPs because I haven't been able to figure out how to use it on, you know, just a website calculator. All right, so we have a balance of $370,000, which is $400,000 minus 40. That's 370. That's our present value. Again, let's figure out 3.75%. Remember, just in that range, 3.5 to 4%, amortized over 30 years, 360 is in, and then the payment, which is about $1,713 a month. So if I go into this and I am looking at one of two things, I am looking at what do I want to use this property for. So if, let's say, I'm going to sell this property to an owner-occupant, and I just want the payment to be within the range of what, you know, that they would get if they went and got a loan, and that range might be, you know, 3%, 3.5%, 4%, somewhere in that range. Or this is going to be a rental and I want to create a certain cash flow. So let's say that rents on this property could be $2,200 a month and taxes are, I don't know, $150 and insurance is $75. So you're probably at like $1,950 total monthly payment and you could get $2,200. Well, I don't know about you guys, but $250 a month cash flow doesn't excite me. Yeah. So what could I do? Well, I could do a number of things. So first, here's why I really like how I created this, is that I have an idea of where the payment should be, right? It should be around $1,700, could be around $1,650, it could be around $1,750, but in general, that's where the payment needs to be if it was going to be similar to going to the bank and getting a loan. But let's say, let's look at the rental aspect first, and let's say that, hey, if this payment was more like $1,600, let's call it $1,550, because now we'll make like $400 a month cash flow, right? And it, you see this a lot right now. People asking, you know, top price for their property. Maybe you're thinking it would be a good rental, but hey, when you're someone's asking $400,000 and it will only rent for $2,200, I don't need to pull out my calculator to know that's not a great rental. However, with creative financing, we might be able to make it a great rental. So, well, let's say that we're going to choose $1,550 as our monthly payment because it's still close to that range, and that's the kind of payment that gets us a good cash flow. So let's figure out what the balloon payment will be in 5 years. So this is how we're going to enter this in. Okay, it's still 370. That's the 410 minus our down payment, 40,000. That is present value. That does not change. We're going to enter in 2.5. So we're not going to convert it to an interest rate. We're just entering it in 2.5% interest. Okay, now here's where it changes. Okay, so we're doing a five-year balloon. Normally, you would put in 360 months. In this case, we are going to put in 60 months. So 5 years times 12. Okay, so 60 as N. And now normally you would solve for payment. Don't do that. You'll come up with a great big monthly payment. So what we're going to do is we are going to put in our payment. We're going to enter this in, which is very odd, right? Because normally we need three variables. We have three in our calculator already, and we solve for a fourth. Well, in this case, we're going to put in four variables and solve for a fifth. So we're going to enter in 1550 minus. Have to always enter in a payment as a negative. That means that that payment is going out every month. So 1550 negative, enter payment. We now have four variables in. We're going to solve for future value. Our future value is $320,257. Now, remember, if we went back to how we figured out these examples before, we had the first one at $400,000, amortized over 30 years. I believe it was at 4%. We had a 17.18 a month payment, and we had a balloon at 325,611. Okay. Now we actually offered more money. 10,000 more, so we're at 410. Same thing, and we reduced our payment by $168 a month. And over the course of 5 years, we actually paid this down by now our balloon is $320,257, a difference of over $5,000. Well, how did we do that? Really, the only thing that we have done is we have allocated more money toward principal than toward interest. If you remember, that first example, we had $68,000 going toward interest. In this case, we have a $1,550 a month payment times 60. That is $93,000 total in payments. And we have now paid this down. So we started at 370 and we ended at 320, which is a $50,000 pay down. So now really we got 50 of that $50,000 or 50,000 and some change, maybe actually not change, 49,750 about toward principal and 43,000 toward interest. Well, that seems a lot better to me. And this way the seller is still making money on their money. So they get a higher price, 410, plus they're making about $43,000. So, over 5 years, that's, $8,000+ a year. They're actually, if this was a free and clear property, they would net maybe $453,000, for their property. On the fully amortized one, they're probably netting about how much are they netting there? Well, let's figure it out. 17.18 times 60 plus their balloon payment of 325,611 plus the down payment. So they're netting 432. Is that right? 17, 18 times 60 payments plus 325, 611 plus 40. So they net 468,691, 468,691, and on this one, they net 1550 times 60, plus the balloon payment of 320, 257, plus the same down payment. They net 453. 257. So they're not netting as much, but we're still able to offer them interest. They're still making money. They made about 43,000 and some change. And but what we got is we were able to offer them a very good price with interest, and we got two things. We were able to decrease our payment, where we were able to now create more like a $400 a month cash flow. And now all of a sudden, this, we may have created a decent buy and hold for ourselves, as opposed to making 250 or so the first way, right? So we modified the payment, and we still got it to pay down. So if you look at this, if this property is worth $400,000, in 5 years, we owe $320,000. Well, we still only put down, we actually put down a little less than 10% because we raised the price to $410,000. But now we're at $320,000, which is basically 20% down. So we got into this property with really a little less than 10%. We won't need any more money necessarily to refinance this at the end of 5 years. We got a great payment. We're still able to offer interest. And remember, even on the principal only payment, they got 450, right? Here they're netting 453. And in the first example, fully amortized, 468. So all of these can work, but I like this hybrid because we're able to offer an interest rate. So I'm going to cut it off here. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a second episode. And what we will discuss is we will run through a couple of offers, a couple of examples, so that you fully understand how to do this. But I wanted to, one, set this up so I can show you why it works, and then I'll show you how I use it in real life. So really quickly, we have a Facebook page for the Creative Financing Podcast. We would love for all of you to join. Great place to ask questions, show what you're doing, give us some feedback, whatever you need, that's the place to go. If you're interested in learning more about some of the programs that I offer, we offer an apprentice program. It is based on wholesaling and wholesaling virtually. We wholesale all over the country with our niche, which is creative financing, and we also do commercial. And so we are all over doing all kinds of things. It is a program where we'll teach you and you'll have an opportunity to earn money while you're learning. And if you're interested in that, just reach out to Rebecca. Rebecca is in charge of the apprentice program. Her email is Rebecca, R-E-B-E-C-C-A, at weofferoptions.com. I know you're all waiting patiently for the Creative Financing Academy. To be honest, stop waiting. Just contact me. Send me an email, jeff@weofferoptions.com. I have dropped the ball on creating the website. But all the rest of the material is up and ready to go. And I already have a student or two, and they're loving it. So if you want some more information, just reach out to me. If you want to see what that's going to be like, text C, Creative Financing Podcast or CFP to our hotline number, 877-409-8090. Again, that's 877-409-8090. And just text the CFP to that. We'll send you a video. And that video is start to finish, breaking down a deal, talking, me talking about my mindset and where I'm trying to go with this and why. And what creative financing is understanding how the numbers need to come together. It's kind of like the, you know, figuring out a puzzle, and then practice. So that's what this is going to give you with a video, so much easier than understanding with audio. But that video is free. We're happy to give it to you, and that way you'll see what we're doing. As far as anything else, please rate and review us. Share with a friend. We're certainly trying to grow this thing, and we appreciate all of you. If you want to join our Facebook group, do, and let me know what you want to hear for some show, what kind of shows you would like to hear, what kind of information you'd like us to cover. We're always open to your feedback. We do this for you. We want to make a difference. If we're not making a difference, there's no reason to continue with the podcast. So appreciate y'all. I'll be back with you in just a few minutes, and we'll continue with part two. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to the Creative Financing Podcast. We need your feedback to continue to bring you the best strategies in creative financing. So please subscribe, rate, and review the show on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. We greatly appreciate your ear, and please pass this on. Until next time, create some terms. This show offers general information on creative financing strategies and real estate investments. Nothing contained herein should be considered personal, legal, or financial advice. Every state has individual laws governing the use and type of documents used to execute strategies discussed herein. You should consult with a local licensed real estate broker and attorney before relying on any information contained herein. Information is not guaranteed, and opinions of the guests are their own. Profits are not guaranteed, and there's always inherent risk in real estate investing.